Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Chaf Ches, mitzvah 28. Shalol lehishtachavos la'avodah zarah. Not to bow down to avodah zarah. Says the Chinuch, shalol lehishtachavos la'avodah zarah. We don't bow down to avodah zarah. There's an issur da'araisa. V'avodah zarah hi kol sheyaved zulasi hakel baruchu. Anything that is served besides God, it is usur to bow down to. Shneamar lo sheshtachave lohem. Velosa of Dame. The second half of that pasuk is another Avera. That's tomorrow. Losish tachavelohem. V'eina pirashakasuv. Losish tachavel manaz lavod. Do not understand this pasuk that you're not allowed to bow down if you are serving the idol. That's not what this Avera is limited to. Shenilmod mimenu. That we would learn from it. Shehishtachavel levad shalola kavanas avodash lo yehe aser. That you would think that only bowing down with the kavana to serve, that's the only thing that's aser. That's not true. Shaharei b'makom acher nemar b'Torah, because it says elsewhere in the Torah, ki lo sishtachavel el acher. Period. Don't bow down. Even though here it says velosa avdeim in the continuation, don't think that that's connected to the first part of the pasuk. Sha'asra ha'ishtachava bilvad b'shum sad. Because there is an avera to bow down to an idol, to an avodah zarah, even if I have no intention of worshipping it. So, related to this, we'll talk about a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban that we could have spoken about 2 days ago, yesterday, today, or tomorrow. We'll talk about it today. And that is, the Rambam, as we mentioned in the first day, counts four separate averus related to Avodah Zarah here in the one dibra of Avodah Zarah. The second of the dibras, the Rambam counts not believing in other gods, not creating other gods, that's Shalol Lasos Pasel. Number three is not bowing down to Avodah Zarah. And tomorrow, Bezosh, and the next one, Shalol Lavod Avodah Zarah, not serving Avodah Zarah. Then he gets into Shvuah Shav. So that's four. The Ramban takes very strong issue with this Rambam. The Ramban, in his Hasagos on Mitzvahs Lo Sase, says, I cannot understand how the Rambam could do this. Four averus, va'od, hinelu dvarav, bepasak lo yelohalahim achirim alpanai, arba mitzvahs. The Rambam counts four mitzvahs, as I just listed off. V'kfar biruch achavim, sheshamum mipi Moshe, mitzvahs binyan Torah. Remember, we discussed back in the introductory shiur of Sefer HaMitzvahs, that, how do you know there are 613? Because the Gemara says at the end of Makkos, Torah tzivalonu Moshe, Torah is gematria 611. 611 we heard from Moshe, and 2 we heard straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 611 plus 2 is 613. What 2 did we hear straight from Hashem? The first 2 Dibros. What? But it says the Ramban, according to the Rambam, Reb Moshe ben Maimon, right? It was a slip, but it was a slip that was supposed to be there, right? According to the Rambam, there were 5 mitzvos in the first Dibro. So the Gemara should have darshan. Torah wasn't given to Moshe. Only 608 were given to Moshe, because 5 were given to straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Israel heard the whole first 2 Dibros. So therefore, the whole Chazal doesn't make sense, according to you, Rambam. It's only 2 mitzvos. So that's what he says. That's his strong kasha on the Rambam. The Ochari Eskima Daito Lomar Kidibra Anochi Hashem Alokecha Mitzvah Say. The Rambam himself quotes this in his Akdama to 6:13. Imke Nimso Mipi Moshe Tarach Omipi Agvura Chamesh Vizeh Taus Meforsam. And therefore, this is a major mistake. So we have to figure out, how does the Rambam answer this question? How does the Rambam figure out, what does that Gemara mean? That they heard two straight from Hashem and 611 from Moshe. Really, isn't the Ramban right? They heard 608 from Moshe Rabbeinu and 5 directly from Hashem. So let's answer that question, and then we'll quote a medrash that the Ramban quotes a beautiful medrash in the continuation, but first let's answer the question. The Meshech Chachma answers the question. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Yisro says that the answer to this question is found in the Mor Nevuchim. And says the Meshech Chachma, to understand the Rambam, you have to learn all 3 of his great works, the Mor Nevuchim, the Pirush Mishnayos, and the Mishnah Torah. Yes, sometimes they're sosa of each other, and we have to say he was chozer bo, we had a couple days ago, but says the Meshech Chachma here, the Mor Nevuchim helps shed light on his Sefer HaMitzvahs, on the Mishnah Torah. And that is, the Rambam explains the Mor Nevuchim, that when we say that Bnei Yisrael heard the first 2 Dibros from God, it does not mean that they heard any words of God. They did not hear Devarim. A number of times, the Maimon Har Sinai is described as they heard the voice of God, not the words of God. Kishamachem es hakol. Kol Devarim atem shomim. It doesn't say Devarim, meaning Says that Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim, the Bnei Yisrael didn't hear anything straight from God. God didn't talk to them. They can understand God. They're not on that level. Only Moshe Rabbeinu gets talked to from God. You know what happened? There was some type of amazing divine revelation that they witnessed, that they were part of, that all of a sudden imbued into them emunah. It wasn't that they were told, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo yielcha lehem acherim. Those were details. And all those details were told by Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean, the first two dibros? It means the experience of Anochi and lo yielcha. That's what Bnei Yisrael went through. That was Maamad Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards went through, by the way, there are many details of Avodah Zarah that you have to know. But what the Gemara means about Anochi and lo yielcha, that experience of Maamad Har Sinai was Anochi and lo yielcha. Lo sishtachave, Moshe Rabbeinu told them afterwards. Lo savde, Moshe Rabbeinu told them afterwards. The Yisrael lo shamu rakol elokim bilvad, velo prate advarim. Vanochi lo yelecha shamanim haynu mitzad gvuras hamofes, ki shnei shirashim elu mitzias Hashem yisbarach, vehayoso echad, amnam yuskua b'mofes bi'iyun ha'enoshi. Once you have the divine revelation, then you will realize it. But don't think that they heard any specifics. So that's how the Rambam answers the question. When the Gemara says at the end of Makas, Anochi and lo yelecha, that means they had that experience. The details of other Avodah Zarah, that came from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Adibris were told, the words were told by Moshe Rabbeinu. Any Meshachachma and Zof, Kidarko Nisgava, Vikvar Amarti, Kidive Rabbeinu Bekol Svarav, Yada Chazaka, Bimoru, Bepirshim Mishnayis, Ruach Achas Bahem. They're one ruach. You got to learn all of them to appreciate the words of the Rambam. The Ramban quotes a beautiful medrash. Just in the continuation where he's talking about arguing with the Rambam, I'll just mention the medrash. He quotes what the medrash says in the Mechilta. Why didn't the Torah start off with the Aseres HaDibros? Just a separate var to know. Why didn't the Torah start off with the Aseres HaDibros? Could have started off Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Torah should have started off like that. Why not? Says the Mechilta. It's like a king, somebody who comes into a city. The king says, I want to rule over you. Amru, you ever do anything for us? Why should you be king? You never did anything for us. Ma'asa, so what did this person do? He built a wall around the city. He set up a water system. He did wars for them. And then he says, Amrulo, Hain Vahain, sure, you could be our king. So too, Kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzivas Yisrael, what he go? Kadosh Baruch Hu first, Hotzi mi Mitzrayim, Bekar Alam as a Yam, Hor Alam as a Mon, he gave him the Mon, Hel Alam as a Be'er, Higgis Alam as a Slav, he gave him everything, Asalam Elchav as a Malik. Then he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Nasa V'nishma, they answer. That's what Aseres HaDibros is doing here, and not at the beginning of the Torah. Okay, so that's an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about this whole discussion of how many mitzvahs there are. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch now. As he said, don't think this is only usher to serve the idol, it's usher to bow down, period. V'yamna samach eleh v'lo savdeim. It says v'lo savdeim next to it, turning the page, lomar. What does lo savdeim have to do with hishtachavaya, bowing down? Shahe hishtachavaa hi achas midarkei ha'avoda. We mentioned this a couple of days ago. Bowing down is one of the ways of serving idols that is applicable to all of Avodah Zarah's. V'lamanu mikanim siyu aksuvim acherim. We learn from here, along with other psukim, sha'arba avodos heim, sheikbida torah bahen b'chol avodah zarah sheba'olam. This is the avera of bowing down to idols. But you know what, says the Chinuch, based on the Rambam? Really, this avera is doing any of the four actions which can be associated with any idol. Yes, serving idols is if I do the specific act that's to service the idol. If you're supposed to throw a rock at the idol, you violate this daraisa by throwing a rock at the idol. But then there are four, as we mentioned, that apply to all idols, no matter how you serve them. These four are usur. Hishtachava, he says here, again, the Avera, and Zivuch, and Kitur, right, the four avodos that we mentioned a couple of days ago. Those are all included in this isur of Hishtachava. Interesting question that the Rishonim deal with, and that is you're not allowed to bow down to anything except Hashem. Right? That's what this mitzvah is saying. We know there's a story in Sefer Yehoshua in the fifth parak. At the end of the fifth parak, outside of Yericho, by Yibiyos Yehoshua by Yericho, by Isa Inav Ayar, Yehoshua sees Vine Ish Omi Lenegdo, Vacharbo Shlufa Biyado. He sees a man with a sword, and Yehoshua says, "Who are you? Whose team are you on?" Vayomar Lo Kani Sartzva Hashem Bata Basi Amamalach. What did Yeshua do? Vayipol Yeshua al panav artsa, vayishtachu. Bows down. What do you want? He says, take off your shoes, this holy ground. Asks the Ran in the Drushas, in Drusha Dalid, how is Yeshua able to bow down? There's an Issa Daraisa of bowing down to anything except the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Can't even bow down to a Malach. What's he bowing down for? Vayishtachavu, says the Ran in Drosh Revi'i. It's on page Nun Zayin in the regular versions of the Drushas Haran. V'minatema, Eichaya Mutters of Yeshua. How did he do it? I don't find anywhere in Tanakh that anybody else bowed down to a Malach except for Bilam. Shelo haya micholenu, who we don't count, because he's not one of us. Shenemar vayikor veishtachol liapov. So right after he realizes that there's a Malach, so how can he bow down? Avol Yaakov ro'a Malach v'lo ishtach v'lo. V'chein David, v'chein matzina b'Daniel. All the other people in Tanakh, they didn't bow down. Eich hursha, Yoshua l'shtach was the Malach. Avol atshuva bazeh, says the Ran. If you remember, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu got the message from a Malach that Hashem's not going with Bnei Yisrael. He's upset. They're going to be taken by a Malach. And Moshe says, no way. Hashem, we want you. We don't want a Malach. So says the Ran, all the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, Kodesh Baruch Hu went with him, not the Malach. But now, according to Medrash, that Malach who promised to be with them earlier, that Malach Hashem, has come back. Shemosh Rabbeinu bitel ze kol yemei chayev. Shelo yu munhagim ki imai de Hashem Yisroch levado. Lefichach acharei mos Moshe Rabbeinu nira ze ha-Malach ba'atzma el Yeshua. This is the Malach. The Tanchuma says, ani hu shabasi bimei Moshe Rabcha, v'dachosi, v'lo ratzo she'elech imo, but now I'm going. So therefore what? Therefore, what? Why is this Malach any better? The Kivan Shemes Moshe Chazer Oso Asalam Komo Sheken Yoshua Ro Oso Umepnei Sheyada Yoshua Shezeh HaMalach Shenemar Alav Kishmi Bekirbo. This Malach is a different kind of Malach. This Malach is connected to God somehow. Shmi Bekirbo, the Pasuk says in the end of Mishpatim, and therefore he says Min Haroi Lishtachavos Lola Malach Kemishtachave El Hashem Yisbarach. The Asa Kain. Still a very deep Ran, but that is what the Ran says. This Malach is a different kind of Malach than other Malachim, and that's why Yeshua was allowed to bow down. The Nesivah Shalom discusses in Parshas Kisavo, what is Hishtachavoya about? Bowing down. It's not just an act. Says the Nesivah Shalom, you don't find the Hishtachavoya anywhere. By Avos Bikurim is the only time you find Hishtachavoya. So Nesivah Shalom has a beautiful piece in Kisavo, where he says Hishtachavaya symbolizes total nullification in front of God. Hishtachavaya lefnei Hashem is, he quotes the Kedushas Levi, She'ein yom ha-kipur mechaper ad she'yevatel adam es atzmo ves kochosa v'tchunosa l'kodesh baruch hu. Ze inyin hishtachavaya. She'kol zman she'adam shakua be'enochiyus, as long as I think of myself, that's a hefsek between me and Hashem, as the Baal Shem Tov darshins, Anochi omid b'ni uvein eichem, Anochi, the me, omid b'ni uvein Hashem uvein eichem, b'ni Hashem uvein eichem. Meaning, when we think too much of ourselves, Hishtachavaya symbolizes going down, being mevatel myself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have to have Hishtachavaya in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's all about what it symbolizes. It means total bittul. And then he quotes, fascinating. We say in the Yontif Davening, Ve'ein anachnu yecholim lalos v'leira osu l'shtachavos l'fanecha. Says in Nesivah Shalom, fine, we can't go up and be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't be all the because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But what do you mean, l'shtachavos l'fanecha? We could go bow down on Har Abayis, close to Har Abayis. Why can't we do that? The answer is no, this isn't about an act of Hishtachavaya. It's about what Hishtachavaya is about. The ultimate sense of Hishtachavaya is when we have a full Gili Shechina with a Beis HaMikdash, and then we'll memela be mevatel ourselves. Because we'll realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as much as we humanly could possibly recognize Him, and memela will be Mishtachavah. Memela will just bow down, not literally bow down, but what it symbolizes. That's what Hishtachavaya is, and that's what Bikurim is. But if you bring that idea over here, maybe that's behind the Isser of Hishtachavaya, Los Hishtachav Elohem, to any Avodah Zarah. You can't! We're not allowed to show any Bittul to any other force besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're only allowed to be Mevatel ourselves in front of Hashem. That's a Shoresh HaMitzvah. And that's what he says, Shoresh HaMitzvah Zo Yodua, could add on this to Shiva Shalom in Kisavo. Continuing, moving right along. Dine HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? Kigon, Mahi Hishtachavo, what exactly does bowing down mean? Im Bepisha Yadayim V'Raglayim, Omi Shashi Yichbosh Pranei B'Karka. What is it? Do I have to go down on my whole body, stick out my hands, stick out my feet, put my face in the ground? Is that what is required for the Isser? Omi Shashi Yichbosh Pranei B'Karka, what if I just put my face towards the ground? or without putting out my hands and my legs. What exactly is a shachavaya? The Minchas Chinuch here in Oz Beis discusses how this avera relates to another avera. Some of you might be thinking there's another avera at the end of Parshas Bahar, which is avera shin mem tes. There's a separate issur d'oraisa for a Jew to bow down on a stone floor. It's called Evan Maskus. Evan Maskil was sitting in Bitzach, and that's why on Yom Kippur, when we bow down, when we hear the Shema Shema from the Kohen Gadol, we always put something in between our face and the ground. Some people think it has to be between the knees and the ground. No, the ikkar is between the face. You don't put something between the knees and the ground, so you don't get your pants dirty, that's fine. But the ikkar is to have something between the face and the ground. That's Evan Maskis. You're not allowed to bow down on a plain stone floor. But we'll get to that Be'ez Hashem in a couple of months. But the Minchas Chinuch discusses that it seems to be in certain sources that over there there's chilukim, what's called bowing down. But for this Savera, for the Ishtach HaVodah Zarat, any bowing down. Any Ishtach HaVaya is a problem for the Isser of HaVodah Zarah. The post can discuss, interestingly also, in Hilchos Tachnun. Tachnun is called, the official name for Tachnun in Shulchan Aruch is Hilchos Nefilas Apayim. That the falling down on my face. So I was once in a shul and I saw somebody go down. It looked like he was wearing all white. And he goes down mamish on his face with hands and legs. I've never seen that in my life. One time. Generally, what the Shulchan Aruch says, that we don't do that for Tachlin. Tachlin, we sit and we bow down our head. That's not, you don't need hishtachavoya in the full sense for Tachlin, even though it's called nefilas apayim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. Aser l'chal adam lipa upon him, b'pishut d'am raglayim. We don't do it. It's even aser to do that. I don't know, again, this person who did it that I saw, I don't know who he was, but anyway, that's what we assume. We don't do that for Tachlin. Maybe in the base of Migdash, but we don't do that for a regular day of Tachlin. But then the Chinuch adds importantly, V'harchakas ha'inyin. There are many Isurei Durabanan related to this Isur, and it has to do with Maris Ayin. Kigon, Masharim, Shem Yashav Lakotz Baraglo. Let's say I got a splinter in my foot, right in front of an idol. So I have to bow down to take it out of my foot. I'm not allowed to do that. I got to hop away and take the splinter out when I'm, let's say you're in front of a church, and you got a splinter right in front of a church. The halacha is, you're not allowed to bow down there to take the splinter out. Onis Pazer Lama'osa. Let's say I dropped my wallet, coins fell out of my pocket. You know what I have to do? I can't bow down in the regular way. I have to kind of sit down straight and like reach on the floor. Without bowing, because you're not allowed to bow down. You gotta kick it, kick the money away. She'ein rashar lasuach v'litlam, lashuach v'litlam, ibnishin nirek imishtachaveh. It's an issur d'rabbanan. V'yeser pratem uvor ha-mesachat avodah zarah. The machlokas in mesachat avodah zarah. There is a very important machlokas we showed him. Maybe he's alluding to it here on avodah zarah daf yud beis. The Gemara there says, all these types of cases. You got a splinter, you drop your money. What if you want, there's a water fountain. This is a water fountain right in front of an avodah zarah. Are you allowed to bend down to drink some water? Right in front of the Avodah Zarah. So that is, the Gemara says, it's Aser. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to take a drink bowing down in front of Avodah Zarah. What if you're going to die of thirst? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Beis, uses the Lashon. Even if you're going to die, you can't bow down to take a drink at the water fountain in front of an idol. So do you take that literally? Says the Ran, no. The Ran there in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Beis. If you look in the Ran in the Daf Yarif, it's on Daf Gimel on the Beis. The Ran says, no, if you're going to die, is this one of the big three? You're actually doing Avodah Zarah? No, it's the Rabbanan of Maris Ayin. Says the Ran, V'yefshar o lomar, da'af b'mayana moshech, sh'av obi sh'nira ka'oved, kivan she'enu elam ish'em Maris Ayin, hechadika sakana mamish mutter. Don't take the Gemara literally. The Tur, the Rashba says, no, the Gemara says it. Pashtas, even if you're going to die, we're not allowed to violate Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. Again, this relates to a Lumdisha question. Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah, is that Avodah Zarah too? Or is it some other separate Avera? Okay, we don't have time to get into it now, but that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Who do we Paskin like? It's a Machlokas Aposkim. The Ramah says in Yaredeya, Simin Kufnun L'Hakel. The Ramah says, V'yesh Mekilin B'davar. Some are, where is it? Yesh Omrim. Dekal she'eno aser ela b'bnei maris ha'ayin. Kagon b'din zeh, im yesh sakana b'davar, kagon im yamus, im lo yishteh, mutter lishtos. Ve'ein v'zeh mishum yeherig val yavar. Ran perakam davar skochavim. The Ramah is Mekel. He quotes the Ran. Maris ha'ayin of Avodah Zarah, you're going to bow down, but you're not really doing it. You're just taking a drink. That's mutter. Says the Gra, I'm very sorry. Because the pashas of the Gemara, and many Rishonim tell me that even if you're going to die, it's Maris ha'ayin. And says the Gra, I'll quote you another Gemara, which many are familiar with. The Gemara is on Hedron Ayin Hay. What does the Gemara on Hedron Ayin Hay there says? A man all of a sudden is sick to death because he wants a certain woman. And the woman's also to him. So the Gemara says, tough luck, you have to die. The man says, okay, I just want to see the woman naked. And if not, he's going to die. Halacha is, you're not allowed to, it's usher. The man says, okay, let me just put her behind the fence. I want to talk to her. The Gemara says, it's usher. It's usher? Says the Gra, at Moses, and it's a drabanon. Right? Al tar v'sicha misha. What is he violating? Says the Gra, says, Abizrayu, the Giliarayas over there. Here's Abizrayu, the Avodazara. The Gra compares the two. And therefore it says, it's Asr, I'm Machber, like the Rashba in the tour, that Marisayna of Odezar is also Asr. Again, what would the Ramah, what would the Ran answer? Maybe there's a difference. That's real Abizrayu. This is a Marisayan. Maybe Marisayan of something is not the same thing. Either way, that is an important discussion. Halacha Lemaisa. Interesting discussion also. Let's say the Trumas Hadeshin discusses in Kuf Tzadik Vav. In his day, Rav Yisrael Isserlin, 500 years ago, he talked about certain rabbis of the town, whenever they saw a fellow clergyman from the town, let's say a Catholic priest would walk by and he has a big, we have a big cross on it, on his chest. Are you allowed to go like this? You're allowed to bow down a little bit? Hi, how you doing? So says the Trumas Hadeshin, no. It's Asr, because there's a cross there. So that's a symbol of an Avodah Zarah. So says the Trumas Hadeshin, in his day, the priest knew this, but they wanted to get covered from the Jews. So what but they knew the Jews wouldn't do it. So what they do, they hid the cross. They like put it under their sleeve so that if it's not covered, they would be able to bow down. And this is also quoted in the Ramah. That same Ramah in Simin Kuf Nun Sif Gimel in Yeradeya, Sarim al Kohanim Sheishlam Suras Avodas Kochavim Bigdayim Oshenosim Suras Chama Kederach Hegmonim, or they have Shesi Varev cross. Right? Yesh, some say you should be machmir. Now bow down to them. Yesh mekilin, that's just a symbol. V'tov l'hachmir k'svar harishona. That's included in this isser. Not to bow down to the crosses, not to bow down to any of those. And just finishing up, the mitzvah applies always, zachar menekevis, males and females. And if somebody violates, v'overalev, ishtachvel l'shem avodazara ba'olam, if somebody bows down, rachman al-aslan, ozibe v'kiter v'nisach ozarak, right, those are the other four avodos that apply to all avodas zaras. B'meiz al chayef kares, b'edim niskab, shogeh chayef chatas. It is a serious crime. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's more about hishtachava. Hishtachava sometimes is a mitzvah. We bow down in the base of mitzvah when we hear Shem Hashem. But that is a different, that is obviously the positive, but this is the isser of hishtachava. Okay, we have one more, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. The isser of serving avodas zara. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Parsha Shir tonight. 8:45.